Cryptocurrencies are still in their infancy, despite over a decade of evolution and seemingly endless amounts of newspaper headlines. Since 2009, countless coins have been launched, with varying degrees of success. In this podcast series, we'll be looking at one in particular, Scottcoin. Scottcoin is new, it's unique, it's made to do good, and it could revolutionise the market. Join me, Temple Melville, as I give you all you need to know about this exciting and bold new project. You might know a lot about crypto, or you might know nothing. You would likely have seen the headlines over the past few years with the major crypto players in Bitcoin and Ethereum subject to huge fluctuations in price. This isn't about the established currencies in the market. This is about one that is special and unique. On today's episode, I talk about the journey we've taken to deliver Scottcoin to market, what makes it unique, and what the project aims to achieve. We describe ourselves as an ethical crypto, but in reality, we are the ethical crypto. It is why Scottcoin is different. Let me explain. We had the ambition and drive of making a crypto that would make things better. We use the expression that we want to quantitative ease from the bottom up. That means that those with the least get the most and those in need get help. Scottcoin does this. It was founded to do good and to be environmentally friendly. Our carbon footprint is minimal and we have offset anything remaining. We reward charities and their volunteers for the work they do and the value they add to society. Part of how we do this is using our scotscan.io system. It's also available on Google Play and Apple Store. Scotscan is what is called a Layer 2 application, which sits on the Ethereum mainnet, which itself is a Layer 1 application. Scotscan enables the transfer of Scottcoin within its system on a peer-to-peer basis. The unique thing about it is that the system is entirely free and it always will be. It is instantaneous as well. As far as we know, there is no other crypto which does this. Please join us by signing up for a Scotscan account at scotscan.io or through the Apple Store or Google Play. If you do that and send me your @Scott address to temple@scottcoinproject.com, I will personally send you some Scott for free. Scottcoin itself is an ERC20 token on the Ethereum mainnet. It has been verified by Etherscan and code audited by Hacken, who gave it their highest ranking. In addition, because the Ethereum mainnet has gone from proof of work to proof of stake, the energy consumption, often mentioned as a negative as far as crypto is concerned, has dropped by 99.5%. That means that the total energy consumption for the entire network is not much more than a few tumble dryers. As far as we at Scottcoin are concerned, we've offset even that small amount. We have used our own connections to offset our own carbon footprint, using gold standard and 5-star registries to confirm that everything has been done correctly. If anyone is interested in offsetting their carbon emissions or would like to know more, please get in touch and we will help you using Scottcoin as the medium of exchange. One of the areas we are working hard at is with charities and organisations who rely on volunteers. We're giving 100 Scott per hour worked, and we have already started to do this with Glasgow Eat Up charity. It's not merely a reward, but a thank you for the great work that unpaid volunteers do. We are looking at different retail spaces in anticipation of Scottcoin having its own premises, where goods can be bought using Scottcoin and where possible given away to help people. We hope the first of these, in conjunction with Eat Up charity, will open in Paisley within the next few weeks. Having physical outlets that can be visited and serve communities and where transactions can be made in Scottcoin are key to our future vision. At its heart, Scottcoin is designed to make the country a better place to live in. a place to help others, and a way to utilise blockchain technology to deliver lasting benefits for those who live in Scotland and elsewhere. I hope this has given you more insight into the project, and I look forward to taking you through the next few episodes. Across the rest of the series, we'll be looking at Web3 and how ScotCoin fits into that new digital ecosystem. I will outline the benefits for the individual in using ScotCoin, the benefits for businesses, and the future of ScotCoin. If you'd like to know more about ScotCoin, please visit our website, which is scotcoinproject.com. If you would like to download one of our ScotScan addresses, please go to scotscan.io and sign up for an @Scot address. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.